12 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. It is Morning Line on KMBA. My name is Danny Preston. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Should have some sunshine by later on this afternoon. High may be in the low 70s, so we'll certainly look forward to that as we're starting to enjoy a beautiful Alaska summertime. Once again, KMBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it's our pleasure to welcome a couple of very special guests to the program. Return engagements, encore performances, backed by popular demand. Stephanie Berglund. Stephanie is the CEO of the organization Thread. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And Senator Bill Wilkowski, how are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Before we talk about the upcoming event, Stephanie, if it would be worth our while to just remind folks about Thread, the organization, what the mission of the organization is. What the heck do you do?
Well, good morning. Thread is the statewide child care resource and referral network, and we work throughout the state to advance the quality of child care and child development, and we do that through providing services to families, including free child care referrals, and also working with early educators.
Okay. And there's an event coming up, still a few weeks away, but one that is getting kind of bigger and better and more renowned every year. And the event is?
Yeah, one of our signature events in Anchorage is our book party in the park. So we're gearing up for our 8th annual event, which is very exciting. And that's going to be held August 14th.
And what's the party all about?
Well, the party is
books, obviously.
Books. The party is about celebrating early literacy and promoting free family fun. So we're inviting families across the community to bring their little ones and celebrate by receiving free books and exploring other early literacy and pre-literacy activities, some entertainment. There'll be other activities, snacks, and lots of fun.
Okay. Bill, there's a quote from, can I read a quote from you verbatim?
Sure.
Promise not to misquote you. We'll have the fact checkers
check
it out. I know. Reading to children is a critical component of human brain development, and it's a great opportunity to connect with your children and spend time. We're doing this drive so that more children in Anchorage have the opportunity to enjoy reading. Expand on that. I mean, why is this important?
It's important for a number of reasons. There's been a lot of research on child development and reading to kids and the importance of it. And the studies are really overwhelming that when you read to your kids, you create a better bond with them. But you also help them, it changes their brain, or helps develop their brains in such a way that they learn how to read quicker. And when kids learn how to read, they do better in school. When kids do better in school, they go on to get better jobs. They're less likely to commit crime. So it has such a long-lasting impact. And you're also giving them the gift of learning, and that's something that you just can't put a value on.
One sociological perspective suggests that language is the source for all meaning, and that our social structure and the interactions that take place within our social structure are largely independent on and how well that children grow up to successfully navigate, negotiate the world and the social structure is directly related to reading ability. I mean, does that make any sense?
Yeah, there's lots of new research and strong evidence, as the senator was saying, that for children who hear words, either through their parents reading with them or others reading, even exposure to print, hearing people talk, it's that exchange between, that positive exchange between adults and young children that significantly impact their ability to know words. And there's a famous study right now called the 30 million word gap, that for children from more affluent families, have a stronger start because they're hearing upwards of 30 million more words than children from lower income families.
And what's the causation there?
Well, the causation is that the more words you're exposed to, the more that you have that stronger brain development, more capacity for learning and understanding, and stronger cognitive ability earlier in life, setting you up for much better success.
Okay, so really, the early reading that Thread advocates is really a playing field leveler, cognitive wise, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And there's unfortunately we have a book drive going on, and we'll be collecting books until the end of the month, end of July. And we give those books out at the book party. And the reason we picked Mountain View is it's a lower income area, and there's just a lot of kids out in that part of town and throughout Anchorage, quite frankly, that that don't have access to books and whose parents can't afford to buy books. And so this really is helping to bring books to the kids who need it, who don't have access to those books, to try to level the playing field, as you were just saying.
Okay. So the actual event takes place, I didn't write it down, August 14th. Do I remember
That's
that correctly?
Right. It's Thursday, August 14th from 4 to 7, and it's in Mountain View at the Garden Art Park at 3350 Commercial Drive.
And there's all these other fun things that are going to be happening there, but that's the actual book distribution.
That's the book distribution, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now let's get down to brass tacks. Why are we talking about this when the event is a month away? Because we've got books to get. What do folks do?
Well, this is actually a public service that we're providing for people, because when you have kids, you accumulate a lot of books. And then what do you do with those books? And so I know I have a 7-year-old, and we have a lot of books, and you outgrow them at some point in time.
I still have my green eggs in hand.
I think most families do.
Okay, all right.
But here, this is an opportunity to clear the clutter a little bit from your house and also give it to an organization that will really put it to good use and get it into the hands of kids who could really use these books and would love to have them. And it's really simple to do. There's Fred Meyer's, there's Credit Union One's, there's a few other locations where you can just go and drop your books off. And you bring your books down there, and then Thread gathers them up, brings them to the book party, and then we distribute them.
Okay. So I should know this, and I don't. I assume that Thread is a 501c3?
Correct,
nonprofit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do I get to write off my green eggs in hand?
Sure, if you would like to, we can certainly assist you with that in kind form, and families can put a value on their book donation.
Okay, just a little bit of a extra sure. Incentivization. What was the catalyst? How did this thing start 8 years ago?
It actually started. One of my staffers at the time, my legislative staffers. Lived next door to someone who worked at Thread. It wasn't Thread back then. It was
Child Care Connection.
And they had this idea to do this, and I represented Mountain View at the time. Had a lot of low-income families, kids who didn't have books, and we just thought, wow, what a great idea to be a part of this and to try to get the word out, spread the word out about collecting books and then distributing them for kids. And over the years, this is the eighth one, we've collected probably tens of thousands mm-hmm. of books, I'm guessing. And it's been very successful. A lot of organizations have become part of it, and it's a fun event. And it just really helps to emphasize to people in the community how important reading is and how important it is to read to your kids.
Okay. And will all the books be distributed at the book party in the park, or is there something ongoing perpetuated throughout the year?
Yes, we certainly rely on the generous donations of the community to donate books. Last year, we collected over 6,000 books, and we were able to distribute nearly 5,000 of those. So we didn't keep any of the books, so we're looking to collect new ones this year. And of those remaining books, we were able to distribute to other organizations and get those in the hands of kids throughout the last year.
Excellent. So here's the thing. Now, I'm talking, you know, Dr. Seuss things in mm-hmm. here, but... I'm assuming that we're not just looking for books for youngsters.
Right, we're collecting books for children of all ages. We are focusing on early childhood, so collecting
that's Thread's gig, of course.
Right,
certainly,
so yeah. We're focusing on collecting books for infants, you know, through school age. So we do have families attending who have children, you know, of all ages. But we, you know, do like to focus on early childhood books, the board books, and other early learning materials that help families engage with their young children.
Okay. Well, lots of kudos and applause for what you do with the book drive and the book party in the park. That just about wraps up for us. Bill, any in closing words of wisdom?
Well, I just want to thank
just
you.
Just read what's in front of you there, because I know you read.
No, I just want to thank KMBA. You and you, Danny. You have had us on just about every year, and I think every year, and it's really helped us to get the word out to people who are interested in this and can help out, and so thank you for that.
Our pleasure. Thanks. Stephanie, final words?
Yes, thank you. I just want to remind folks that we rely on your generous support, and please donate new and gently used books throughout the month of July to the 4 Credit Union One branches, all of the Anchorage Fred Meyer stores, and at the Jay Berry Library. You can also bring them to Thread, which is in the Success by Six building at 3350 Commercial Drive. And in addition to you, Danny, I want to say a special thanks to Senator Wilikowski, to ConocoPhillips, First National Bank, Fred Meyer, and Credit Union One for their support of our event.
Yay. Yeah, y'all. Okay. Stephanie and Bill, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line. Get your books in. Oh, and people, if they have questions, call about the books, they should call where?
Yes, they can call our Anchorage office at 265-3100 or visit our website at threadalaska.org.
All right. Stephanie and Bill, thanks a whole bunch. Have a great
event.
Thank you. If you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@kmba.org. Till tomorrow, have a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
Salmon Stock, featuring over 50 bands on 4 stages, including Lucinda Williams, Hardworking Americans, Ozo Motley, Keller Williams, Kyle Hollingsworth Band, Elephant Revival, Hot Buttered Rum, Poor Man's Whiskey, and dozens of others. For ticket information and more, visit salmonstock.org.
KMBA programming supported by Bruce Hilton, a member of the Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of KNBA radio.
Yalida.
Doyinta.
Jamai. Koyana ni chuganilutin.
You're listening to KNBA.